On October 10, 2010, the Israeli cabinet voted to institute a loyalty oath that requires new Israeli citizens to declare allegiance to the Jewish Democratic State of Israel. The 1 million Palestinian citizens who reside in Israel condemn the legislation as racist, discriminatory, and contradictory, for Israel cannot be Jewish and democratic at the same time. But there is much more here that evinces both a malicious intent and an ominous future for the Palestinian people. You see, the loyalty oath creates a legal justification for Israel's ongoing program of ethnic cleansing, for the establishment by law of a Jewish state that must be declared allegiance to, classifies those whose loyalties are in other directions as seditionists who must be purged. Secondly, the loyalty oath wreaks havoc on the cause of the Palestinian refugees who seek a right of return to their home stolen by the Zionists. For the refugees to repossess their homes, an oath must be taken that would dispossess them of their religion. And this is a devilish Israeli construct. But there is an even greater pernicious element that inheres in Israel's loyalty oath that all of Christendom must be alarmed by and alerted to. On October 12, 2010, U.S. State Department spokesman Philip Crowley, in support of the oath and underlining Israel's Jewish religious character, told a press conference, "Israel is a state for the Jewish people." Then he added, falteringly, "and for other faiths as well." What Crowley failed to acknowledge is that no loyalty oath is required to those other faiths as well in Israel, and that would be Islam and Christianity. What is at stake here for Americans who comprise a Christian majority is that for the United States to endorse an oath to a Jewish state is to endorse all that Judaism stands for. And the core of Judaism is that it denies the Messiahship of Jesus Christ and affirms his crucifixion that those Jewish leaders demanded of Pontius Pilate. You see, specifically, for the United States to endorse an oath to a Jewish state, the United States becomes party to the Judaic crime of deicide. And this is what we must insist on, and that is the separation of synagogue and state in America. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are engaged in warning Americans of the increasing Judaification of our nation. We denounce the U.S. State Department's decision that brings us one step closer to a Judaic world order. And unless this Judaic world order is stopped, no vestige of a Christian consciousness will remain in America.